NBN chief Mike Quigley is calling for calm over an asbestos scare at some of its rollout sites. Several sites in New South Wales, Victoria and WA have been shut down. Telstra is hiring an extra 200 safety specialists to inspect all asbestos-related work at sites where the NBN is being rolled out. Bookmaker Tom Waterhouse has apologised for the public outcry over his advertising blitz during NRL games. He says he'll now dramatically cut back on his TV advertising from tonight. Last week, the federal government announced a ban on live betting odds during sports broadcasts. A factory fire is causing significant traffic delays in Sydney's west this morning. About 80 firefighters are battling the blaze in a factory complex in Rouse Hill. Two factory units have been engulfed by flames and fire authorities say the blaze is now under control. One of the main suspects in the murder of a British soldier on a London street last week has faced court for the first time. Michael Adebowale looked dazed as the charges were read out against him. Prosecutors say his trial will take place under Britain's terrorism laws. And Victorian detectives are interviewing one of Australia's worst paedophile priests about more child sex abuse claims. Gerald Risdale is serving two sentences for abusing dozens of children between the 1960s and the 1980s. The Catholic Church has now released the names of 29 Melbourne priests, it says, sexually abused children.